Yes.
When that is thinking of it.
Yeah, and okay. Nimitta, you said Nimitta, what is this? A Nimitta.
Right, right. We live in the world of Nimitta all the time. What appears not as it is, because it appears like something permanent. But actually, Citta and Jetasika works entirely by conditions. Mm. Yeah.
They're already performing their tasks, we don't need to.
Ajahn, because it seems we cannot understand much, or we don't understand now much. So what is the way to understand, accumulate? Is citta cetasika even considering that in life?
Who is asking?
Lucas.
Wanting to know?
That's the case in me, maybe. Okay, gain panya, the wanting, but also just don't have this akusala citta so much.
Who can help?
You, Ajahn, you can help.
Because you see that the more there is the understanding of reality, the less I who try and who would like very much to have panya of other degree. Just right now, from now on, little by little, that's the way.
One can see the strong clinging to self.
By this way, one can see the accumulation in previous life, which is unknown if it doesn't happen at all. But when it's conditioned to arise, it shows how strong or how, we don't know, because no one can do anything. Just to understand that it's a reality, just a reality, not self, because it goes away so soon. But if you think of it, it seems like it's there. And it conditions more moments of agitation and doubt or kukucha or whatever akusala is there. But by understanding just a little, it's past all the time. Like yesterday, the best example is yesterday. Mm-hmm. So today now
will be yesterday very soon.
Will be yesterday. And each moment is already
past, gone. Shall we walk down?
Yeah, okay.
I think Nina wants to come.
Okay, we went for her.
Went to the
water. Because we can walk.
The garden here is
awful. The mountain and back.
Yes.
Ajahn, is there any way to lessen the idea of a self?
Again, understanding whatever appears now, as it is, that's the only way. Not self who is aware, not self who understands, not self who would like to understand. Only a reality, different reality.
Even we don't know realities yet?
But without the intellectual understanding, how come the direct awareness? Because of intellectual satyayana. So then that can be the kichayana, the direct understanding.
Because, for example, now this moment, the only thing just seems true is that that's my accumulation. I mean, I cannot change this, I react that way or
it's
think
true
that way.
When it arises,
okay,
only that. And with, when it goes away, not true anymore.
Can one say kichayana is exactly the same as satipatthana?
That's why even we don't use the word satipatthana, but it's there. Even we don't use the word satyayana and kichayana, it's there.
It's there, that's right.
So it depends on understanding. Only for this moment, true, only at this moment. See? You know this tree?
Yeah, it's very unusual palm.
It's a common, palm
in
for
Thailand.
Palm sugar. Oh, sugar comes from this palm, so very sweet. And they were planted at the same time, but by conditions, they are different.
Each one different.
Yeah. Even almost the same place.
Sorry.
We can see the details of the bhajiya.
Apart from temperature, anything else?
Yeah. even only 8 rupas. Mm. So citta is much more than that. Mm-hmm. This is the biggest one, second one and third one. At the same time.
It's hard to believe for these rupas that only condition is temperature.
So what about citta and cetasika?
Yeah.
Condition different place of birth and everything, eyes, ears. Does a mosquito see anything?
Only seeing sees.
Yeah.
No mosquito in reality at all.
So can you say Sanya marks the color and then Panya understands the characteristic
what about Sanya is Sanya and Panya is Panya? Yeah. In order to understand Sanya as the self better and Panya is not Sanya at all. Mm-hmm. Each one is different from the others. Otherwise, we have the idea, try to relate this and that all the time. Mm-hmm. Achetasika.
Sometimes I think the more they're thinking about a visible object, the less one understands.
Mm-hmm.
It gets more complicated.
That's why we learn.
It's the
that
thinking. Yeah.
It appears.
Yeah.
That's all.
Yeah. It's just the thinking that makes it complicated.
Complicated, yes.
Seeing is not complicated. Visible object is not complicated, but thinking about it.
Yeah, makes it very complicated.
Because we try to rationalize and you can't.
Yeah.
Sometimes, John, it seems like there's not a lot to say.
That's it.
That's right.
But understand is there. Mm. No need to say anything. Like those Savaka in Buddha's time, they just sat still unless there's something to talk about.
But it's good to ask questions because then your wrong ideas come out. Otherwise, they wouldn't come out.
To know that it's wrong.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. If I am alone in Holland silently with my recording and listening only, I cannot ask questions.
But you can consider.
I can consider, yeah. Mm-hmm. But maybe consider a little bit wrong, just a little bit.
Because reality and Agustala are so very subtle and tricky, very much especially Loba.
Okay.
It seems like one has good intention to follow the teachings, but wrongly.
Alright.
Yeah.
Depending
on
themselves. And then one doesn't realize there is Loba.
Mm-hmm.
Very dangerous, then.
Yes. Would you like to hear that sound? No matter you like it or not. It's there. Temporarily. Yeah. Everything is like that.
I like to hear the Thai. Thai speaking.
Anyway, standing is better than sitting.
Yes,
we can change move position.
To okay. When Tom was asking you about death and the last process, and you made one comment I just wanted to clarify, because like now, it can be death any moment now, and you mentioned, for example, in the mind door process, for example, the object, we might call it gati mita, or thinking about past karma, like now there can be thinking about past karma, but we don't call it gati nimitta, we don't call it a name, but if it happens to be the last process,
in order to know
that it's the last process,
it's the object for rebirth consciousness.
Right. And what you said was the cheetahs at that, the kusla or akusla cheetahs produce the object, the gati nimitta,
or condition
the object, which will condition rebirth.
Yeah.
But it's the karma, the kusala akusala, that conditions the rebirth. So why did you say the object conditions rebirth? Because it's the karma itself.
As aramanapachya.
As aramanapachya, yeah. I see. Uh-huh. Right, because it's the object of the first moment of life. Right, as aramanapachya. Yeah. Right, but it's the karma that actually conditions by way of vipaka. That was what I wanted to clarify. Yeah.
And on the radio, you said each moment of seeing or hearing is samsara, seeing is samsara. Mm-hmm. And then you talked about vachi samsara, your speech samsara, because citta always travels and goes and speech travels too. Speech travels.
From this story to another story.
Oh, that's good to know. Vachi samsara. That is vachi samsara. Uh-huh. Yeah.
So just like thinking travels and speech travels, just the same.
We don't mind too much about what is the meaning of that particular word, because it's only daily use. Like we speak Thai, we can use one word for this or that.
Yeah.
It doesn't mean that when it's used here, it shouldn't or it cannot be used in other
But
situation.
We speak all the time, so it's useful to realize that it's samsara.
And talking about the last processes of life, and someone said they've been having a discussion about when there's what we conventionally call unconsciousness, but I think this is just a situation, because in any case we know that not bhavanga cheetahs all the time, so must be either sensed or mind or processed before.
When we talk about the dying consciousness itself,
yes,
it's like patisanti citta and bhavanga, same type of citta and same object. Yes. But since it does not perform the function of bhavanga anymore, so it performs a function of
duty. But even when conventionally speaking, someone appears to be unconscious, must be sensed or mind or processed.
Who knows?
We don't know. Yeah. We can't tell.
Like while one is thinking, who knows?
Yes, who knows?
And bhavanga in between, very shortly, it's unknown all the time. So how short the tutiya citta just arrives and experience, and bhavanga again, very short, but continues so rapidly that it seems like there is the tutiya citta all the time, no bhavanga in between.
Do you know where you, because I was checking yesterday, do you know where you read about Dutiya Citta, Pachima Citta?
I have to look it up or listen to the radio program. Yeah. I'm not like Kun Lucas, he can pick it up. Whether it's in Ankudranikaya or Tathukatha and so on. Because what I get is the teachings, the understanding. Because it does not appear only this, also in other places too. The same, exactly. Just a little bit difference, like the delirious thinking. Okay. And then in other places adding, in the mouth of the Madhuraja. The king of death.
Death,
Madhuraja.
What was that about?
We are the delirious moment while one is inside the mouth
of death.
Of death.
Wasting time being delirious when death may come any time.
No, it's like always in the mouth of death because it can come any time. Yeah. Like Kun Ivan, Kun Jit saw him in the morning, and in the evening he passed away. He's in the mouth of Madhur. Even he walk or do anything.
We don't know how close the mouth
of
death is.
And
like you say, what do we get from life if there's no development of understanding, then nothing of any value.
Right. Because you see that seeing to be attached again. Everything which appears, condition, detachment, or attachment, depending on conditions. That's why the triple gems are the precious ratana gems.
Thank you.
just one word. It's so very helpful. Dhamma, reality, no self, no being, arising and falling away, never come back, see. And this will be Satyayana after it is the Satyavaca.
After the right speech that is truthful. Mm-hmm. Yes. Truthful speech leads to the firm confidence, firm understanding of what is right and true.
Mm-hmm. And it will lead to Satya, Ariya Satya.
To keep Jnana, Katanyana. And that's why, because people say, well, what's the point of just repeating seeing sees visible object and this is intellectual, but unless it's really firm intellectual understanding, there won't be the development of Satipatthana, so there has to be the hearing and has to be considering the details until it's so firm, no doubt, no wavering at all from what is right, no wondering, do I really understand, or any other idea. Mm-hmm. We're talking about Satchinyana, very firm understanding.
I was talking about Satchadhamma with our friend.
And jnana is understanding, and satya dhamma is anything which is real.